I am love in expression, and Spirit guides me in making it so. Yeah. Once upon a time, a young boy was floating a boat on a pond. And the boat caught the most delightful breeze and then began to drift away. And the young mother walked by and saw the boat drifting away, and she saw that little sad boy just standing there on the docks watching his boat drift away. So she picked up a couple rocks and threw them to the far side of the boat. And the boy panicked, yelling from the bottom, "What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?" And the young mother gently said, "Watch and see what happens." As the stones hit the water on the far side of the boat, they created a ripple in that smooth surface of that lake, which pushed the boat ever so gently back towards the boy. Even though the stones disturbed the small, smooth water, they achieved their desired purpose, the return of that boat to the boy. Often that's exactly what Spirit is trying to do to us. We sail out on the smooth waters of life, and we catch the most delightful breeze, and it fills our sails, taking us beyond the realm of our knowing. And we forget ourselves. We drift further and further away from source. We drift away from our spiritual practice, which centers us in being love in expression. So Spirit throws stones, throws challenges on the far side of us into the waters of life, which creates a ripple intended to guide us back into an awareness of love's presence. Quite honestly, it's though the eyes of a child that we all begin this spiritual journey, isn't it? Through the eyes of a child. This adventure on the seas of life. Through the years of childhood, we meet life with curiosity, innocence, excitement, and lots of energy. We explore our new environment and we learn about this world in a variety of different ways, by what we see, hear, touch, and oh yes, by what we eat, right? And we eat everything, everything in sight, food, dirt, erasers, right? All the little toys that haven't been put away. Spirit is watching over us through the eyes of our mother. As little spiritual beings that we are, we learn like sponges, absorbing every bit of information that comes into our awareness. And it can be very exciting and entertaining. I believe that as infants and toddlers, we know God's life and love within us and all around us. That we are truly living in awareness of love's presence despite what might appear to be. During these early years, we form our very special relationship with one person that will go beyond explanation and sometimes even reason. We begin communication with this person before we're born. And we learn many things about them through our emotions and their very genes that they carry, that we carry. They will have the single greatest impact on our life. And like God, our mothers will love us forever and for always. Indeed, it's our mothers who have played the most important role in our life. And most of the time, it is with the love that is like that stone thrown into the pond beyond that boat. And it creates waves that will carry us back to our distant, desired state. It will carry us back to where we really want to be. So today is Mother's Day, and I want to take a moment to honor the most important role that you shared within in our life. By acknowledging mothers here today, I invite you all to stand for just a moment, if you would, and we have something special for you at the end of the service, and we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all you wonderful people, you mothers that allow that energy and life to flow in and through you. Okay? Okay. You can sit back down. You can stand up. You can stand up. So we have a present for everybody, all you very special people, mothers. That's right. We can all say that we've all known motherhood in one way or fashion. Some have already shared the experience intimately with others. I know that I can only experience motherhood through the eyes of my child and through my own experiences as a child. And as I watched Siobhan grow up, and I could see that interaction with her mother in a multitude of different ways. I love Siobhan, but it's not quite the same experience as giving birth to a child or carrying that child for 9 months as they grow up and they live within you. During those 9 months, there is an intimacy that is formed between that mother and child that is actually similar to our oneness, right? Oneness with all life that we share with our Creator. As a child grows, it's usually the mother who cares for them, changing their diapers, feeding them in the middle of the night, nurturing them. And as the child gets bigger, it's the mother who's there who will listen and to help and to teach them in many different ways of life. Helping them with homework and interpersonal dilemmas and by silently throwing stones beyond the object that they're focused on to help them bring that special interest back to them. Mother's Day is really a celebration of the essence of love. It's about becoming aware of love's expression in all of its wonders and aspects and the many different ways that it is reflected within our lives. But to become aware of love that we have available to us, we have to be open ourselves up. We have to open ourselves up and begin to purposely build and look for love's expression within our life and learn how to embrace it. I'd imagine that's what Theodore Cleaver would have said. Y'all remember Theodore Cleaver? Oh, yeah. That was Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. Some of us watched this television program while we were growing up, and it came out in the 1950s and ran for many, many, many years. We watched it believing that this was the ideal family. We watched Beaver's mom, June, in the kitchen, always wearing her pearls and high heels, right? And she had that perfect size skirt and that came right down to her knees, and she was always cleaning and dusting and doing all these different things. And that's right. It was a little bit unrealistic, except for the unbelieving love portrayed in their family. In truth, moms are so much more, and that they are masters at multitasking and mothering and careers and really demonstrating the essence of love. Isaiah 66:13, you can write that one down. As a mother comforts your child, so I will comfort you. Beautiful passage, isn't it? There are hundreds more verses just like this in the Bible that speak of the infinite one's love for you and you, right? And you. God's promise to us is that God will love us just as a mother comforts her child with love. Right? We all heard that promise over and over and over again growing up, didn't we? A mother's love comes in a trillion different shapes and forms, but it's always there. It always shows up. I hope each of you has a very precious memory that you share with your mother. Each of you can give thanks today because of these precious memories. They're really there. Which teach us how to allow love to shine through us. Sometimes a mother's love can be shown in extraordinary ways. Many years ago, when the flames were consuming a house and they thought everybody was out, a mother remembered that her baby was still asleep in her crib. And she raced back in to save her. And for years, as the child grew up, her mother went about the house with always wearing gloves. And then one day, her daughter went into the mother's room unannounced, and her mother sat there with her hands uncovered. Her hands were torn and scarred and disfigured. Instantly, the mother tried to cover up the gloves so that her daughter wouldn't see them. And the mother finally said, well, I'd better tell you about these hands. There was a fire in the house, and you were still in your crib. So I fought my way through the flames to get to you, and I wrapped you up in a blanket, and I dropped you out through the window. And somebody caught you, thank God. But I couldn't go down the stairway. So I climbed out the window, but my hands were burnt, and so I had trouble climbing. And my hands slipped, and I got caught in the trellis, and they were torn. I love you so much. The girl, who was now grown, raced to her mother and took one hand and then the other and buried her face into her hands and said over and over again, these hands are so beautiful. These hands are so beautiful. I love them. These hands are so beautiful. Mothers have been known to do some pretty spectacular things for their children. Not only extraordinary instances that might defy death itself, but extraordinary ways day in and day out. They use their beautiful hands to help their children shape and form beautiful works of art with construction paper, pieces of yarn and crayon, silently doing it, taking a stone and throwing it out into the ponds of life, creating ripples that guide you in being love and expression. They use their beautiful hands, right, to help shape and form their children's life, to demonstrate a heart full of love. Yes, for better or worse, we are living in love's presence. If we are open to it, we could realize it. A mother's love was always right there in her actions, inspiring her thoughts and guiding her decisions. It might not always seem like it. Think about the way your mother comforted you when you had a cold or you didn't feel so well. Think about how your mother came to you and held you tightly, trying to make everything okay. Unconditionally loving and supporting you through challenges and times of struggle to create ripples in the pond of life to bring you back into an awareness of love's presence. God loves us in the very same way. God's love for you is always there. Not the emotional, romantic, gushy, lushy stuff, the kind of love that we see on TV and romantic novels, which really isn't love at all. But in a much deeper, more complete love. Love is a sense of connection between us, divine love flowing through us in this moment now, and as we allow and open ourselves up to this feeling of awareness, we can feel that pure, unconditional love flowing out. But like the prodigal son, we have to make the decision to rise up to consciously return home, to live in an awareness of love's presence. Another way our mother created ripples to carry us to the good we seek is what Jesus' mother did. Right? What Mary did at the wedding of Canaan. Mary happened to notice that the wine had run out. That's right. And what happens at parties and weddings when you run out of wine? Or drinks of any kind. Mary, seeing the impossible embarrassment of her friends, has compassion for him and tells Jesus, "They have no wine." And Jesus replied, somewhat curtly, "Oh, woman, what concern of that of you or I? My hour has not yet come yet. I can imagine Mary gave Jesus just one of those looks. And she ignores what Jesus has said and looks at the servants and says, "Do whatever he tells you to do." Imagine all those servants looking at Jesus, just waiting there for instructions. Nothing like putting you on the spot, right? Getting you to take the step that you've been reluctant to make. Of course, you've never known a mother ever to silently push on you to get you to take that next step. Oh, never. Never, right? But right there, next to Jesus, were 6 stone water jars that were for Jewish rites and purifications, able to hold somewhere between 20 and 30 gallons of liquid. So Jesus told the servants, "Fill those jars with water." And they went and they filled them to the brim, and Jesus said to them, "Now draw out some water and take it to the chief steward of the feast. I would imagine it took a little bit of the courage for those servants to do as instructed, but they did. And when the steward tasted that water that now became wine, he was so amazed. And he didn't know where it came from, although the servants did. But they weren't saying nothing, right? So the steward went to the bridegroom and told him, "Everyone here serves good wine first, and when the men are drunk free, they freely give them the inferior wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. Why?" Don't you love that story? Inspired by a mom's love, right? We get a chance to see some of our favorite characters in roles that they don't normally play. Of course, some of us would say, "Jesus, don't be talking to your mama that way." But Jesus' seeming rebuke of his mother was not actually a show of disrespect. Woman was a common way to address someone back in those days. Yeah, John was saying he if he couldn't understand him back there. That's how he talks to women all the time now. Jesus' remarks might have been translated as "mama," right? "Give me a break, please. It's not my time or place. I'm not ready for this." No one here has ever told their mama that, have they? I'm not ready for this. Jesus' statement also would indicate that there are times when we should wait to take action until directed by Spirit to do so. Although we might recognize that lack in situations, in any situation, lack provides an opportunity for divine fulfillment. Still, Spirit can't be forced. So Spirit must have been there setting things up to work a certain way, you think? Mary just pushes a reluctant Jesus to step into action. Likewise, there are times we need to get the push to reach our potential. Mary, the mother of Jesus, represents our intuition, our divine intuitive nature, and our spiritualized soul. Jesus in our inner spiritual is our spiritual awareness. As spiritual awareness is awakened in us, our active intuition, Mary, becomes aware of the need for renewal, to revitalize the energy of life, and communicates this to our inner spiritual awareness, Jesus. When a union of heart and mind take place, there is a quickening in the state of awareness. And that negative state of mind, which was the water, is now transformed into spiritual awareness, the new wine. Sometimes all it takes is our mama to throw a stone in the pond of life so that it can ripple out and allow the water of life to carry us back to our true destination in being love in expression. I am love in expression. And I allow Spirit to guide me in making that so. So you weren't quite ready for that. So you got to remember to take this home,
yes.
Paste it on your mirror, and then say, I have it upside right now. I am love and expression. And Spirit guides me in making it so. One more time. I am love in expression, and Spirit guides me in making it so. Yes. Well, I invite you.